America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley, meeting with Iran. The White House says there is neither optimism nor pessimism, but hope that Iran will accept an offer to trade incentives for a stand down in their nuclear program. Diplomats say Iranian officials have agreed to meet with the EU tomorrow to take delivery of a collection of rewards and penalties. This offer, settled on by UN allies, including the US, Russia, and China, contains economic and political inducements for them to give up their nuclear activities. Diplomats say the U.S. today threw in an offer to lift some bilateral sanctions on Iran, like a ban on Boeing passenger aircraft and related parts. This package also contains a threat of U.S. sanctions, since the allies fear that success in enriching uranium could lead Iran to weapons production. The Palestinian president says he's not been able to move Hamas any closer to recognizing Israel, so he's calling a national referendum. A top party official says Mahmoud Abbas told a conference today, quote, "the dialogue is ended without results." Abbas has not yet set a date for the referendum. Hamas opposes it and wants more talks to try to resolve the issue. Hamas militants have lost international aid money from the U.S. and other countries because of their failure to recognize Israel and denounce terrorism. Democrats today blasted the proposed constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage as debate got underway on the Senate floor. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy said the Constitution is, quote, "too important to use for such a partisan political purpose." Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says with elections upcoming and Republicans down in the polls, they're turning to what he called their same old playbook, quote, "fear and division." Colorado Senator Wayne Allard, who sponsored this amendment, says traditional marriage is under assault by courts that have recognized same-sex marriage. George Bush says activist courts have left our country with no other choice than amending the Constitution to ban gay marriage. At the White House, Bush told supporters of the amendment he's proud to stand with them, but this amendment is not expected to get the votes needed to pass. Iraq's Interior Ministry today denies that police were involved in mass kidnappings in Baghdad. Officials and witnesses say gunmen in police uniforms raided bus stations in the capital. Law officials say the militants seized at least 50 people, including drivers, passengers, and workers at nearby stores, apparently at random. This is Air America Radio.
marriage is the most fundamental institution of civilization, and it should not be redefined by activist judges.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It's about 7 past the hour. Welcome to the program. What a strange day, wasn't it? This happens to be the 25th, I hate to say anniversary, but it's been, well, I don't know how else to say it. It was 25 years ago when the first cluster of cases that would eventually come to be known as acquired immune deficiency syndrome reports were published about this first cluster. It was first made known that there was something, some disease that at the time was attacking gay people, gay men. 25 years. In that 25-year period, do you know how many people have died worldwide from AIDS? 25 million. We're going to talk about that a little bit in the later on in the program tonight. Bush was in full flower today, addressing a group of Christian haters who sat there in the little room. How Bush talked about how he's going to support an amendment to the U.S. Constitution defining marriage. Let me just add this into the mix. I frankly don't believe there should be anything like marriage available to anybody in the country the way it's currently defined. Come on. Think about it for a second. What there should be is civil unions where two people get together, man-man, man-woman, woman-woman, who cares? They get together and agree to a certain set of legal strictures and advantages. End of story. That's it. It's over. It's a contract, and it's like any contract. It has clauses to it, and it has certain definitions to it. Now, if at some point along the way, as happens with more than half of the marriages in this country now, the two people decide, well, I think it's time to move on, then they dissolve the contract. That's what we do now. It's called divorce. And it just seems to me that civil unions should be, you know, the old Soviet way to go. God, I hate to say it that way, but that's the only model I can think of right now. The jokes, I can remember in the 60s and 70s, the jokes about getting married in the Soviet Union, how they would go to the local clerk of courts or city clerk or whoever it was, the local Communist Party functionary, and sign their agreement, and that was it. They were married. Then if they wanted to, they could go ahead and have the Russian Orthodox Church perform some sort of a clandestine wedding ceremony. Well, we don't have to do it clandestinely. Once people have signed their contract, which is really all marriage is, isn't it? I mean, look at the terms in marriage. Isn't it a contract? That's all it is. Oh, it's. I'm not trying to be terribly anti-romantic here, because I'm probably the most romantic talk show host you'll ever hear. But after the civil union is completed, if someone wants to have a religious ceremony, go for it. Do it. It can be Baptist. It can be Wiccan. It can be ancient Celtic. It can be Jewish. It can be Muslim, Hindu. Do it. Oh my God, do it. Have fun. Dance and praise your gods and goddesses but the fact remains that it's a civil contract. There's not a minister in America who doesn't say this: now by the power vested in me by the state, I pronounce you man and wife. And the only way the minister or the religious figure can put the marriage together, the religious ceremony together, is if he has in his sweaty little hand a marriage license or a civil union license. This is no longer the and it shouldn't be an area where the church or the mosque, or the temple, or the coven, or whatever holds full sway over this. No, absolutely not. It's a contract. You set the terms of the contract. You get civil unioned. And then regardless of the mix of your genders, you and your partner, if you want a religious ceremony, go get it. Jesus, how hard is that? Oh, I know. I know. Anyway, so Bush is out there with the crazy people in the room. You could almost hear it in the background, sort of a low chant. Kill the gays, 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 burn the gays! You know, send them all to hell. You could almost hear that in the background, couldn't you? Homophobic Bush. Frankly, I've read stuff that says Bush doesn't give a tinker's damn. He doesn't care who marries whom. He really doesn't care. Not that he is a great civil libertarian where it concerns the rights of all Americans. Oh, no, he doesn't believe in rights of all Americans. He is just a dumb bastard who doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He's got other things to think about. His Game Boy, how many people are going to die on planet Earth today because of his policies? He doesn't give a damn. Queers, get out. I don't care. Don't talk to me about that. Go talk to Dick Cheney's daughter. He doesn't care. But he's pandering, which is what Bush does. So here he is with this push for a constitutional ban on marriages by gay marriages by defining marriage as a union between a man and a woman, which any fool can tell you it is not. That may be a religious interpretation of this thing where a man and a woman get together. But as far as people signing contracts, you can make any contract you want, truth seeker, as long as it doesn't involve murder or mayhem. I mean, I don't suppose you can make a contract where you're going to burn down an office building somewhere. But if you want to make a contract regarding a business agreement between you and another human being, here's the business agreement. We promise to stay together if we're healthy or if we're sick, whether or not we make a lot of money or whether or not we're poor. Let's see. If children come into this union, we'll take care of them. And if we do separate, well, you see what I mean? It's just a contract. Imagine if Bush were out there trying to tout an amendment, and he would if he could, that would, deny a certain segment of the population of the United States the right to vote. Or the right of the majority gender in this country, deny women the right to privacy where it concerns how they make their medical decisions. No, never mind. Those issues are still on the agenda, aren't they? It's incredible. So there we have it, 25th anniversary of the first report, in a medical journal, of this cluster of cases. It went on to be known as AIDS. And in a episode related in the public consciousness, not necessarily related any longer, but related in the public consciousness, AIDS and gays. Bush stands out there today and wants to wants to sound as though he's wanting the Congress of the United States and the various legislatures of the various states to place in the United States Constitution for the first time in our history an amendment that legalizes discrimination. The Bush crime family has brought a lot of firsts into our house, hasn't he? Huh? First time we have ever attacked gratuitously and murdered another country just because we could. Yeah. Oh, well. A news flash here from the asylum. I got this from Greg Pallast on Saturday. Greg wrote to remind me that Saturday was the 50th anniversary of the publication of Allen Ginsberg's poem, Howl. You know, the one that starts, "I see the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness." In 1956, Ginsberg sat at a kitchen table in San Francisco and wrote that his friends were going crazy. They could still hear the voice of McCarthy ranting and out the window count the Pentagon contractors polishing new warheads. In an America gone mad, insanity was the best defense, Greg writes. The soul, Ginsberg wrote, should never die ungodly in an armed madhouse.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I know. Who's he? I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show?
Maybe.
Because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary. It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose. Not to save the world, just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
They go together like a horse and carriage.
This I'll tell you.
Brother, and now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. We'll have some sound for you here in a little while with Bush and the snowman talking about the sanctity of marriage, down with the queers, constitutional amendment nonsense. I why am I talking about it? I know it's not going to pass. I know it doesn't stand a chance. I know it's a cover. I know there are more important things to be talking. I understand that, and that's the reason I'm talking about it, because it is so blatantly being thrown in the faces of Americans today in order to cover up the criminal activities of this administration and the psychosis of these so-called Christians who revel in seeing how far they can go to condemn people to hell. Speaking of that, did you see this story? This is in Kiev, Ukraine. A man shouting that God would keep him safe was mauled to death by a lioness in the Kiev zoo after he crept into the animal's enclosure. It's according to a zoo official there. The official said, quote, "The man shouted, 'God will save me if he exists,' lowered himself by a rope into the enclosure, took his shoes off, and went up to the lions. A lioness went straight for him, knocked him down, and severed his carotid artery." I wonder if they'll shoot the lioness now. The Pentagon has been working on a new field manual. I'm sure you're familiar with that. New policies on prisoners being drawn up by the Pentagon is apparently going to omit a key part of the Geneva Convention that explicitly bans what is referred to as humiliating and degrading treatment. Our military will be given a field manual that has that part taken out. The LA Times, in writing about this, citing unidentified but knowledgeable military officials, said this will mark a further potentially permanent shift by the U.S. government away from strict adherence to international human rights standards. If I may be so bold, LA Times, no, it's not a shift by the U.S. government. It's a shift by the Bush crime family. Once rational human beings are restored to the executive branch of this government, half-witted laws like this will be removed, or not laws, directives will be removed. Now, Condoleezza's State Department, according to the Times, fiercely opposes this decision to exclude Geneva Convention protections. Of course, Rumsfeld looks at Condoleezza Rice. Well, you know how Rumsfeld looks at Condoleezza Rice. Come on, she's a black woman. Please. Rumsfeld is a white man in his 70s who doesn't particularly like his decisions being riddled with the statement that Rice made some time ago, not that long ago, that thousands of mistakes were made in the attack and subsequent occupation on and of Iraq. Remember when Rumsfeld looked at her like, another one of these uppity negresses, huh? This one's Secretary of State. Well, you can just smell that, can't you? When the two of them are photographed together, as they were a couple of weeks ago when they both went to Iraq at the same time, and there's the school marm, Condoleezza Rice, just bubbling away about her conversations with the freely elected leaders of Iraq. And there in the corner is Rumsfeld, chewing on the inside of his cheek. You could see him doing it, couldn't you? Looking at Condoleezza, well, if you weren't sleeping with the boss, none of this would be happening. So the Pentagon intends to issue a new Army Field Manual on interrogation, which will represent core instructions to U.S. troops around the world. And I like this. The directive on interrogation, a senior defense official said, is being rewritten to create safeguards so that all detainees are treated humanely, but can still be questioned effectively. I saw the best minds of my generation. Margaret wrote in, Dear Mike, where's the religious right on this killing of a pregnant woman at an Iraqi checkpoint last week? Surely the killing of the baby fits under the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. If not legally, then certainly morally. I wonder how many good Christian fundamentalists got down on their knees this past Sunday and prayed for the soul of that child. Or do they only care about white American fetuses? Margaret. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Entrepreneurs, I've got your number. I know how much you put into your small business. Big dreams, big plans, and most of all, big thinking. Not your average run-of-the-mill thinking. You're all about big thinking, as in light bulb over the head, eureka screaming, think I'll open my own small business kind of thinking. The kind of thinking shown when you sign your company up for the budget business program from Budget Rent-A-Car. Now, I know what your knowledge-hungry mind is saying. Sounds interesting. Please tell me more. Will do. The budget business program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. $2 back every day. You're the genius. Add it up. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business and sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it. Which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Britney, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 25 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls on this bigotry amendment that Bush and the evangelicals are pushing. Let's start with Ken, who's calling from Tucson, Arizona. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. How are you doing this evening?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can't believe that the two of these flag-burning amendments and this, banning gay marriage, both of them, how much time and effort was spent on those with all these other things going on. It blows me away. But the question I was going to ask, and this is going to sound kind of like a joke, but halfway it's serious, and I'd love to see a reporter ask Bush this question, because I think it would probably blow whatever intellectual neurons he still has going. And that is, that would mean that a hermaphrodite would not be able to get married.
Oh.
It's a joke, but I mean, seriously.
Well, I guess so. I don't even know. But you're probably
because hermaphrodite is someone that has sexual organs of both sexes. It's not really a man or a woman.
Or perhaps both.
Possibly. But one other thing, I saw Mr. Smith Goes to Washington yesterday. I caught that on cable, and I thought, I wish they should start showing that twice a year to every kid in school, maybe starting in fifth grade, and just take every member of the Senate and Congress and force them to watch it until they could pass a 100-question exam on that movie. I saw that. I almost, my kids were wondering why I was tearing up.
Yeah.
I was watching that, and I'm thinking, my God.
No, I know what you mean. I'm kind of giggling about the idea of forcing these unconscionable bastards to watch it. But it's a great movie, and I know exactly what you're talking about, Ken. It's too bad life doesn't imitate art in this specific example. We might have some leadership in this country.
I really enjoy your show, and thanks for everything you do.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you.
Take care.
Since Ken brought up the hermaphrodites, it might be a good time to just lightly dance across the surface of the legend of the androgynes. Are you all familiar with the androgynes? That's where we get the word androgynous, the androgynes. See, way, 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 way back in history, there were two races. There were the gods, and there were the androgynes. And the gods lived in god territory, Mount Olympus, or in the clouds, or wherever. And the androgynes all lived here on planet Earth. And what was interesting about the androgynes is they were, in fact, half man, half woman. And in that configuration, they were absolutely content. They didn't involve themselves, the androgynes didn't, in the things of the gods, things like war, jealousy, greed, hatred, violence, viciousness, republicanism. They were happy, the androgynes were. They were so happy, in fact, that the gods eventually, as gods are wont to do, got pissed off. Seriously pissed off. And so the gods said, all right, I'll tell you what we're going to do, you androgyne creeps, you both men and women. And with that, the gods sent a fierce army of warriors from the heavens to earth. And the warriors were beasts that rode on the backs of even uglier beasts. And they held in their outstretched claws a fiery sword. And they swooped down on the androgynes and slice them in two. Cut them, man from woman, woman from man. Slice them. And there was much screaming and bleeding and death and destruction and darkness. And then this huge army of beasts went back to heaven, where the gods live. There's a lot of death on Earth that day. Some of the former androgynes did survive, though. Somehow they survived. Now cleaved from their other half, they set about trying to repair the damage that had been done by the army of the gods. And life went on, and generations came and went, and history flowed to this present time. And we know what the moral or the lesson of the androgynes is. We constantly look, don't we, for our other half. No matter the gender of that other half, we know him or her when we meet. I hate the gods. I really do. Y'all know about the androgynes. I know you do. Back to your phone calls. Albert is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Albert, welcome to the program.
Mike, long time no talk to.
What?
Long time no talk to. I haven't talked to you in a while.
That's true, but that's because you never call.
That's true. I work at night. Hey, let me get this off my chest first. Okay. If that would have been the white stripper in the Morehouse basketball team, it would have been a bigger story. Anyway.
That's very true.
But listen, you know what? Here's the thing that bothers me. It's not the fact that these guys are bringing up gay marriage. I mean, hey, we knew they were going to do it in the first place. Mm-hmm. But you have genocide in Darfur. You have our soldiers being picked off by cans on the wall. You have these so-called red states that, you know, where their methamphetamine use and their traffic is increased. Our education system here in Georgia sucks. You know, the immigration problem is still there. Health care is still a problem. Our taxes are going through the roof if you're the lower middle class. Gas prices are very high. They're still rebuilding New Orleans. And you know what makes me mad the most is not the fact that these guys bought the whole gay marriage thing. It's the fact that these folks down here in Georgia, it's like, well, at least the queers can't get married, in your words.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Instead of, okay, fine, I want you all to come to the polls to vote for me or to vote for my party. Not because you're going to bring about wedge issues like flag burning or same-sex marriages or whatever, but because methamphetamine use is very high in these so-called red states. Now, where's the funding going to fight that? I mean, where's the funding for law enforcement? Whereas in Bush's last budget and two before that, he cut first responders and law enforcement
sure.
Funds. And I don't understand this. And one thing about the South is this. I've talked to people. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, don't try to understand it, Albert. It'll just give you a headache. I don't understand it. Nobody understands it. Bush, the big law and order freak, cuts money from the budget for first responders. He cut the COPS program that was real effective on cutting down on kind of localized crime before it turned into something ugly like gang warfare. The man is sick and insane.
But, and I wanted to tell you this, Mike, before, because I know, you know, you're more of a popular guy than you have been in a long time, but let me ask this very briefly. What does Al Gore and Richard Nixon have in common except for Watergate and that Nixon ran for governor?
I don't know. What?
Well, they were both vice presidents. They both lost an election by like maybe 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 votes. But his party, just like our party, is wandering in the wilderness.
I didn't know you were asking me a real question. Yeah, there's a lot of comparisons between the political comeback history of Nixon and the possibility. I know where you're going. You're thinking about Al Gore running for president again, right?
Exactly. Where is Al Gore's southern strategy or his midwestern strategy that Nixon had? Because, see, I don't trust this Hillary chick, man. Her and old Willie, I voted for him twice. I always felt something funny about him, but he's too, he's playing footsie with the Bushes too much. And I think that's kind of dangerous.
That's right. And she's playing footsie with Rupert Murdoch, the guy that owns Fox and all this other nastiness.
Oh, you mean the 24-hour Bush infomercial?
Yes. Didn't you hear that Rupert Murdoch is going to have a fundraiser for her?
Yeah, I heard about that, which scares me to death.
Yeah, they're all crazy. They're all crazy.
Hey, tell me, Mike, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I'll be emailing you more. And one more thing. I debated a conservative talk show host here back in November. I meant to call you and tell you about that.
Yeah.
I cleaned his clock.
I'm sure you did, Albert. I'm sure you did. But that's not necessarily anything to talk about. I mean, anybody can clean the clock of a right-wing talk show host, right?
Well, that's right. And if there's any right-wing nut listening right now, after, you know, we invaded Iraq, that's all well a good thing, I guess. We want to see it there. I thought it was bogus. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was horrendous. And I think that it's going to destabilize the Middle East, going to put us in trouble when we travel over there. But I have one question to ask. And if there's any right-wing knuckle-dragger listening, is it worth your son or daughter's life to fight for a government overseas, a destabilized government that's not guaranteed to last? And for anyone out there who says they'll do anything for this country, and they're saying that those guys over there who are putting bombs on their back for what, I want to ask, how many of you people out there for this country, as much as we love this country, will put a bomb on our back and do what they're doing? We're fighting an ideology, and we don't understand it, and it's going to do us in as far as our foreign policy is concerned, and I'm scared for the next 2-3 years.
I hear you. Albert, good to hear from you. Take care. Take care. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Gods grew quite scared of our strength and defiance and foresight. I'm gonna kill them all with my hammer, like I killed the giants.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My one favorite spread has been Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Bob Harris, and I've got another favorite spread that I think you'll love. It's new Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter. It contains no hydrogenated oil, no trans fatty acid, no refined sugar, all natural ingredients, and 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. We deep roast premium quality peanuts to make it taste great.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Brittany, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
governments don't love. Governments can dispense law and justice, but not love.
Okay. Back to your phone call. Susie is calling from Colorado. Susie, welcome to the program. Hey, Susie.
Hi, it's actually Cynthia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Cynthia.
Well, listen, I love your show. I love your passion. By the end of the day, I need to hear her screaming and hollering big time. So it helps me therapeutically. And I wanted to say, Wayne Allard does not speak for us all Coloradoans. I'm so ashamed of him. He's embarrassing.
No, it's just so people understand, he's the one introduced this amendment, this resolution for the amendment to the Constitution that would ban gay marriage. Yeah.
And you know, I've just come to decide. I'm sick of this administration making life miserable for people. You know, and that seems to be all their agenda is making life miserable for regular folks, and just, you know, appeasing their own small pocket of I don't know, the elite and the religious right. You know, we have Dobson out here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I really would like some reporter or someone to just keep hammering away at their examples of marriage. Newt Gingrich would be a great example of marriage.
Yeah.
And I'd like them to explain that. And I'd like them to explain, you know, half of the Republicans who are on their second and third marriage, and what point it has in lowering taxes, creating jobs, and the biggest sin of all is a liar. So why hasn't that been brought up to the religious right? Lies.
They don't care. Religious right doesn't care. Their religion, their perverted form of Christianity is structured in such a way that you can lie, steal, cheat, be a murderer, cause all sorts of people to have grief, a disease, death, pain, suffering, and all you have to do is go to bed at night and say, "Oh, gee, Jesus, please forgive me," and then everything's okay. Yeah.
And that's pretty despicable. So
it allows so-called Christians to live a totally morally vacant life. It allows them to lead a life of just ugliness and hatefulness because they have an out. Whereas moral, for example, and I'm pushing a cause here, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the people who explain about atheism. An atheist, you see, doesn't have that kind of slimy, filthy out. An atheist has to live, if he or she's going to be moral, has to live a moral life all of his or her life. There is no out for an atheist there is for someone who believes in religious superstition, where they can go, "Oh, well, I'm sorry, God, and God will forgive me because, you know, here I am. I've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, so I'll be saved." Oh, bat squeeze. You either live an authentic, moral, ethical life, or you don't. And for people who have invented religions and say, "Well, there's an out here for you. You can be the most rotten bastard on earth. But at the last minute, if you have a chance, where you're sucking in your last breath or spewing out your last invective against somebody else, you can say, 'Oh, by the way, I confess my sins.'"
Well, you know, Mike, I'm hoping that the American people can figure this out. But there are certain portions of our country that I don't think will, you know, give a bat squeeze, and the Republicans may pull another fast one. And then if that's true, then I just have to sit back and just say, well, we get what we, you know,
we get what we sow what we reap. The only problem with that, there are moral and ethical people who live in this country. It's just that we're not in positions of power for reasons stated many times on this program and other programs. And because of the sort of society that we live in, you know, we are sucked along with this blood-filled tide of hatred and degeneracy causes us to invade other countries and try to pass constitutional amendments, for Christ's sake, that says these people are not equal. Hey, listen, I have to leave it there. Cynthia, thank you. I appreciate you checking in. I hear you loud and clear about Wayne Allard, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. Right. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, ma'am. You take care. We've got a break coming here. If you're on hold about this particular topic, just stay there because, you know, I'm going to hear some more of what you have to say. This, I know, like I said a few minutes ago in the program, of course this is not this topic of Bush and these thugs trying to institute a constitutional amendment about marriage. Of course it's going nowhere. Of course it's gratuitous. Of course it's pandering. Of course it's nonsense. And that's the reason that I'm giving it some attention. Of course it has nothing to do with the butchery of our troops in Iraq, both as perpetrator and victim. Of course not. Of course it has nothing to do with our tanking economy. Of course it has nothing to do with all the vile, filthy deeds this Bush crime family has perpetrated against the American people and the Constitution. And that's the reason I'm talking about it. Of course it's a cover story. As in, cover up. And as far as Republicans, have you heard about this Republican Jim Galley who's running for Congress in San Diego? He's calling himself a pro-traditional family candidate. He was married to two women at the same time, ducked out on his child support payments, been accused of violence and abuse by one of his ex-wives, lied about his military service. This is Republican. This is a guy who is running, what district is it? I don't see it right here in front of me, but he's running for Congress from the San Diego area. The San Diego, San Diego Union Tribune discovered all this stuff about him and put it, I guess, was it in today's paper? I hope it was in today's paper. It was in June 2nd's paper, the paper June the 2nd. Jesus, what and Republican family values are just degeneracy, violence, abuse, ugliness, adultery, sneakiness. If I left anything out, we'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I know. Who's he? I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show?
Maybe because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary.
It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose, not to save the world, just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. After nearly a month of drug treatment, Congressman Patrick Kennedy says he feels confident about his health, positive about his future. He's back in Rhode Island where he spoke at Brown University. Congressman Kennedy says it's irrelevant whether he was drinking the night of his Capitol Hill accident because, quote, any impaired driving is wrong. But he says he never should have taken a sleep aid and gotten behind the wheel. The son of Senator Edward Kennedy says he did not ask for preferential treatment from Capitol police officers. The congressman says he'd be willing to accommodate fingerprinting, mugshots, even a night in jail, to spend the same amount of time accounting to authorities as any other suspect, and Kennedy says he would like to move on. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear affirmative action cases. The court expected to hear arguments in November over diversity plans used by various school districts around the country. A similar case rejected by the court back in December, but back then Sandra Day O'Connor was on the bench, and she's now been replaced by Samuel Alito. One law professor says the constitutionality of affirmative action could be at stake in this decision. In other actions today, the High Court will decide, they say, if prisoners can use an earlier ruling to challenge their sentences. And the justices also rejected an appeal from reporters fighting to protect confidential sources following a $1.6 million settlement that former nuclear weapons scientist Wen-Ho Lee reached with the government and news organizations. Albert Snyder filed a lawsuit against the fundamentalist Kansas church whose members picketed the funeral service for his Marine son in Maryland. Snyder is seeking unspecified damages from the Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka. Its members routinely demonstrate around the country at military funerals, saying the deaths of the soldiers are God's punishment for America's tolerance of gays. Several states have responded with laws banning funeral protests, but the church says this is the first time a military family has sued, and they plan a countersuit. Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder died March 3rd in an accident in Iraq. Just two witnesses testified on behalf of one of Saddam Hussein's co-defendants today before the judge adjourned the trial till next week. The testimony put off after the defense team protested last week's arrest of four witnesses. The chief judge says they're suspected of perjury. The defense says witnesses were beaten by Iraqi guards. The witnesses claim some of those reputed victims in a Saddam massacre are still alive. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back, 7 before the hour. After the hour, before, after, depends on your where you're standing. Welcome back to Air America, the Molloy program. Dennis in Wisconsin sent this in. He says, Mike, obviously we liberals do not understand that protecting a piece of cloth, he's referring to the flag, is far more important than discriminating against someone because of their sexual preference. Doesn't it make you feel great knowing that the flag is safe? But damn those people who are different. Yeah, I hear you, Dennis. This flag nonsense and the gay marriage thing is really, it's like fingers down a chalkboard to me. Oh, by the way, I think we have intercepted an email invitation from Karl Rove. It says, 2:: all minions regarding : party in honor of 666 Eve, midnight tonight. And then it says, is this an invitation? Then it says, just a reminder, if you don't have a ticket, you cannot attend a big party at the Hellmouth under the White House. The human sacrifice is BYOV, bring your own virgin, either gender. And somebody bring an extra virgin for that cheapskate Pat Robertson. He always says he, quote, forgets, end quote. And for Satan's sake, don't clap louder for Hitler and Reagan than you do for Bush, or he'll be impossible to live with for a dozen fortnights. Our Dark Lord Cheney will give the mass promptly at midnight. Don't be late, or there will be hell to pay. What is this? Where's Buffy? Where is Buffy? We need a slayer. We definitely need a slayer. Speaking of slayers, oh, my God, our Brooklyn bureau chief is checking in. Haven't heard from Maddie Joan in, I don't know, just a very, very, very long time. Hey, Maddie, how you doing?
Good, Mike. No funny voices tonight. I'm going to go deep with this one.
Uh-oh, here we go. All right, do I fasten my seatbelt?
Yeah, you probably should.
All right, hold on. Fasten your seatbelts. All right, Maddie Joan, let her rip.
Well, you had that caller earlier that was mentioning the problems of, what he termed hermaphrodites getting married.
Right.
The actual term that's being used now is intersex, and it's a lot more common than you would think. In fact, Kathy probably knows since she has a nursing background. But 1 in 2,000 births are intersexed, and there are a wide variety of markers. There's chromosomal, there's genetic, there's, physical, congenital birth. I don't want to say defects, because I don't consider it a defect. Birth anomalies, fine. The point is, this whole constitutional amendment thing, you've got 1 in 2,000 people born on this planet who wouldn't credibly pass a test as to whether they're male or female.
Well, that's true.
So it's a can of worms that they're going to be trying to open up with this that really just is never going to fly. And that's not even including transsexuals.
But you understand, don't you, that there's no seriousness here. This is not about, at least on the part of Bush or these filthy Republican office holders, this is not about really making this happen.
Oh, I know that, of course not.
Right.
I'm just really trying to
no, I understand.
Educate because
right.
of the call before. And if any of your listeners want to check out, there's a really good information site on intersex issues. It's ISNA. .org, ISNA, Intersex Society of North America, .org, ISNA.
ISNA.org.
Yeah. So if anybody is curious about this phenomenon, that's a marvelous place to go look.
I think you're making a very a salient point here. I had no idea intersex births were that high. 1 in 8,000.
1 in 2,000.
Or 1 in 2,000.
1 in 2,000.
Hmm.
I mean, in point of fact, if such an amendment went through,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't marry anybody. You know, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just thinking about that. That would be difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, it'd be impossible.
It would be impossible.
Yeah, it would be impossible. Well, I like the legend of the androgens.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's quite fitting. And yeah. I was glad that you brought it up and amazed that Kathy picked up on the music cue so fast. Because it was exactly what was going through my mind was the Hedwig song.
The Hedwig, wasn't that the greatest movie ever made?
Yeah, it totally was.
Yeah.
That would be the origin of love for the uninitiated out there.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch. We recommend that movie here on the Molloy program.
Yeah, I saw it live on stage, both with John Cameron Mitchell, and then later, unfortunately, with Ally Sheedy.
Oh my God.
Which didn't work.
Oh my God, gag me with a condom. I can't believe that. We never saw the stage play, but we did see the movie. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
All right, Bureau Chief, thanks. Good to hear from you.
Okay, Mike.
Don't be a stranger, Maddie Joan.
I won't at all.
All right, take care. It's a Brooklyn Bureau Chief, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's how we talk over there. Hannah is calling from Austin, Texas. Hannah, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I just wanted to go all the way back to the very beginning where you were talking about your concept of a marriage contract and the old Soviet style, and I wanted to point out to you it's not just Soviet style.
Yeah.
Most of civilized Europe has done this since way before the Soviet era, and I myself am actually the child of a civil marriage that occurred in 1950 in the Netherlands.
Huh.
My father is American, my mother is Dutch, and my mother, in November of 1950, wrote a letter to her prospective in-laws in America explaining about how they would first be going to the city hall,
mm-hmm.
and they would be registering their marriage, and that would make them legally married, and then, because they chose to, then they would go to the church and get married in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, in Holland, the clergy is not empowered to perform this function on behalf of the state.
Is that right?
So they have it very clear. They definitely understand the separation of church and state way better than we do.
Well, I think the term civil union is so appropriate because, for God's sake, that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
exactly what it is.
It's an agreement between two people to how they're going to conduct themselves as they domicile together. And it doesn't make any difference. They have to lay out maybe some agreements about how they're going to raise the children, because it doesn't make any difference if you're gay or straight. If you want children, you're going to have children. How the finances are going to be handled. Now, I realize not all of that is laid out in the marriage contract, unless you have a prenup. But I'm just saying.
Right, we just assume that it's there.
Yeah, right, exactly, because it is a civil union. It is a contract. And far be it for me to ever remove anything romantic from two people getting together with all the flair and romance and love and kissy-kissy.
You can have all of that, but sure. That is just not considered part of what the state does.
Right. Amen and amen and amen. I hear you loud and clear, Austin. I mean, Hannah.
Yeah.
go, I'm sorry. All right, Hannah, thanks for checking
all right.
in. All right,
bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Take care. Well, and by the way off topic, I've gotten four emails now about the Glenn Beck commercials being run on this network. I have nothing to do with that, okay? A lot of you are hearing Glenn Beck commercials for his CNN Headlines gig. Please don't write to me, all right? Write to Air America, and I think you should. But I don't want to, all right? Rich is calling from Palm Springs, California. Rich, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you, Rich?
Oh, pretty good. It's just really this thing that they're doing. I just wonder if they're doing this just to get to see where the Democrats vote on this so that they can use this against them.
That's part of it. Yeah, that's part of it. The other part is trying to pull Bush's poll numbers out of the high 20s and maybe up to 40. Hey, hold on a second, Rich.
Okay.
I got to do a break here, and we'll come back and chat. This is Air America. I'm Mike Molloy. Stay with us.
And if you can, don't let me know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Still, somehow, it's love's illusion that I recall. I really don't know.
love alone.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Entrepreneur. Smart word. So smart, it's almost a different language. Look it up. Here at Budget Rent-A-Car, we admire entrepreneurs, and not just for their bilingual skills, but also for their courage, and for the big thinking they show by opening a small business and joining the Budget Business Program. Yes, the Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. That's $2 back every day. No wonder Budget won the 2006 Entrepreneur Magazine Business Travel Award as the best car rental value for small businesses. Such an entrepreneur thing to do. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business to sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
Make you dream of me at night.
21 past the hour. We're talking with Rich in Palm Springs, California. Right now we're talking about this attempt to instill in the U.S. Constitution inequality and discrimination. Go ahead, Rich. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, what I was just kind of saying, you know, growing up as a teenager and realizing that I was gay, and this is the first time I've admitted it, I didn't feel that I've ever had to tell anybody. You know, it was my choice to, you know, remain, as they say, in the closet, which I don't even like to use that term. It's just nobody's business, you know, just as much as it's not my business to ask anybody else whether they're straight or not. And, you know, growing up, and I mean, I haven't thought about this in a long time, and that was when Anita Bryant hit the scene in the mid to late mm-hmm. 70s, and the yeah. things she said, and as a teenager growing up and struggling with this, you can't tell anybody, you can't speak to your family, you can't speak to your friends, but you hear these things, and you know, my heart goes out to the other kids coming up in this, and I know it's a little bit easier, and I've seen the poll where they've found out that people under 40 really just don't give a damn about this marriage thing. It's not an issue to them.
Mm-hmm.
And for these people to go out of their way to, you know, think that they're going to stop us, they are not going to stop us. And let me say to your right-wing listeners out there, you will not stop us. We will just get stronger and carry through because you cannot stop us. We have never chosen to stop any of you people to do what you want to do. You know, we don't go to their churches and try to stop them from attending their religious service, whatever it is. And I know what they would think or say if we tried to do that. You know, I was involved for some time with the gay pride parades, and I remember how the religious right showed up to protest against us. And I mean, we were not openly, and we had to even have it at a college one time. And that was where we got some protection against them, because since we were on a university property, the university police were there and say, okay, well, you guys can stay over there and you have to leave them alone. But that's about the only protection we got. And I remember Lou Sheldon, which is another crazy wacko out there that, you know, tried to do everything he could for the city that this was held in Orange County at the time, 20 years ago, to try to prevent us from having a gay pride parade, you know, just coming out of the woodwork
sure.
and putting us down, you know, and that type of thing. And it's like, ugh, these people, you know.
Well, I've discovered in my time on the planet here that people who adopt a moral stance based on superstition or religion are, for the most part, hypocrites, because that religious stance requires them to disdain or hate or try to burn at the stake the so-called other, the one who's not like them, the one who doesn't look like them, the one who doesn't believe like them, the one who doesn't worship like them. And so I, you know, somebody like Lou Sheldon and the Traditional Values Coalition or whatever neo-fascist organization he runs, I just wonder what these people are going to do. I wish there was a moment's a post-death consciousness where these people would be fully aware that there really is nothing there except the void, and that all this crap that they've been putting out there, all their bigotry and prejudice, has been for nothing. I just, of course, that's an impossibility. But
no, I know, because they're so set in what they're after, and I agree with what you said. I would like to see that too, and I just know that they're just aiming for, like you said, there's a void in their life, and they got to fill it somehow.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just amazing, and you know, they know this wasn't going to pass, and they thought, oh, let's do this, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, for what? You know, I mean, the next thing I see them trying to do is stopping people from not just the adoption, but actually doing the artificial insemination to have their own child, because we've been denied to be able to adopt any kids.
That would be the next step. You're absolutely right.
That's what they want to do.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's just like, where does it stop? So since I don't have equal protection under the law, then let me stop paying taxes. You know, why should I have to pay?
Well,
you know?
I'd rather see you fight, frankly.
You know, oh, and we will. But, I mean, you know, where do they want to draw the line? All I can say, they want to push, I'm going to push back.
Well, good.
Because there's only a point in time. And as I get older, you know what? Life gets shorter, and there's much better things to do on this planet while we're here and try to get along instead of deciding who should have rights and who shouldn't.
Yeah, good point.
This is
good
just
point.
Crazy. So.
It is crazy. It is crazy. Rich, thanks. I appreciate the passion and what you had to say. Take care, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. It's impossible. It really is for someone who is heterosexual to understand what one of the things Richard was just talking about, kids who realize early on that they're homosexual. And there's no place to go with that. No place. Not your little sick religion, not your family, for the most part. Certainly not your peers, especially if you're a gay boy. You know, what do you do with it? What do you do? Imagine your heterosexuality in a system that condemned heterosexuality. Imagine you're a teenage boy or a teenage girl, and you like members of the opposite sex, and you feel an inclination towards members, and you're told that you're going to burn in hell for feeling that way, and that you're guilty, and that you're a thug, and that your God hates you, and on and on and on. Imagine that.
You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Must you sacrifice your values to be a successful investor? At Pax World, we don't think so. We offer you the opportunity to invest with your values. We also believe companies meeting higher social and environmental standards are better long-term investments. Pax World, socially responsible mutual fund since 1971. Available with a low $250 minimum investment.
You should consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. For this and other important information, please obtain a fund prospectus by calling 1-800-767-1729 or online at paxworld.com. Please read the prospectus carefully before investing.
your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
25 before the hour, at alternate.org, there is a correct way to frame, and Mark in Bethlehem, PA, sent this to me, the correct way to frame this gay marriage argument. If you go to alternate.org, you'll find it there. But in the third way to frame it, it says, after we frame the debate in terms of the Constitution and limited time, we must ask a series of bold and direct questions about the dangers that result from not solving the real problems it faces. And then the writer lists, how many people have died in Iraq because of a marriage? How much has the price of gas gone up because of a marriage? How many people died during Hurricane Katrina because of a marriage? How much has the environment been damaged because of a marriage? How many jobs have been shipped overseas illegally because of a marriage? You get the idea. How many children have had their asthma untreated because of a marriage? How many officials, elected officials in Washington have been indicted for corruption because of a marriage? You get the point. It is truly a non-issue, and that's the reason that we're talking about it. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Now, I've got to do this now, or we're not going to have time to do it. If you're on hold, please stick around, because we'll be taking phone calls again. But this is from Chucklenuts today on the Marriage Protection Amendment. Jesus, the Marriage Protection Amendment. Ah, oh, my God, these bastards are so sick. They are just so degenerate. There is no basement below which they won't go. It's just a plunge straight through hell and out through China and into the ozone or the, I don't know. Bush has trotted out two lame arguments to pass this filthy amendment against civil liberty to enforce hatred and bigotry. One, that the state's rights are a threat to marriage, whatever that means. And the activist judges are threatening marriages, whatever that means. Now, regarding states' rights, it is beyond ironic that the same knuckle-draggers who support this amendment, or say they do, get their bloomers all sticky over the possibility of legally recognized gay marriages. They're the same bunch that say the federal government ought to stay out of their business and their lives, right?
Constitutional amendment that the Senate will consider this week would fully protect marriage from being redefined.
From those evil queers!
Marriage is the most fundamental institution of civilization.
No, it's not.
And it should not be redefined by activist judges. This week, the Senate begins debate on the Marriage Protection Amendment.
Yay!
And I call on the Congress to pass this amendment,
Yay. Send
it to the states for ratification, so we can take this issue out of the hands of overreaching judges and put it back where it belongs, in the hands of the American people.
You know, no wonder Feingold walked out on the special emergency meeting that Arlen Specter called about this garbage. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Oh, my God. Bush goes on, he claims that the people have spoken, have told him. The people have told him they want a constitutional ban on gay marriage. Yeah, the dirty, evil queers. And neither the individual states nor independent courts should have any say on the issue. Blah, 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 blah. He's hearing voices again. He is. The unitary executive decider is saying again that only he and the federal government should have decision-making powers. Over our lives. He's hearing voices.
The people have spoken.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, this consensus is being undermined by activist judges.
Ooh.
And local officials who have struck down state laws protecting marriage.
Ooh.
And made an aggressive attempt to redefine marriage.
Ooh.
The Defense of Marriage Act declares that no state is required to accept another state's definition of marriage.
Ooh.
If that act is overturned by the courts, then marriage recognized in one city or state may have to be recognized as marriages everywhere else.
No, really?
That would mean that every state would have to recognize marriages redefined by judges in, say, Massachusetts, or local officials in San Francisco.
You know where all the queers live. Oh, my Christ! We can't have people in Massachusetts or San Francisco actually deciding what they want in their own communities. That would be chaos!
What if they decide it was okay to marry farm animals or have sex with organic produce or something?
How did it get this sick here? I'll tell you how. When our amazing media in this company and our amazing Democratic Party just rolled over when these filthy bastards stole the 2000 election and unleashed this degenerate administration on all of us. God. Listen, here to Tony Snow now, the briefing. Listen to this presumed slip of the tongue as the snowman admits that gay marriage is a civil rights issue, right? Then listen as he furiously backpedals from his own statement a few minutes later, then pretends he doesn't know what civil rights are. And the reporter doing the questioning, you got to wonder about this jackass, too. Of course, on the other hand, maybe Tony Snow's not pretending and he's actually stupider than anyone ever imagined. The reporter starts out by saying, there's some criticism that the president's remarks today are merely intended to energize conservative supporters, since there is little likelihood this is going to pass the Senate. What's your response to that, Tony?
This is driven in many ways by the legislative calendar. The president is making his views known. Whether it passes or not, as you know, Terry, there have been a number of cases where civil rights matters have arisen on a number of occasions, and they've been brought up for repeated consideration by the United States Senate and other legislative bodies. So as far as a SOP, I mean, I've also had people say, well, wait a minute, you take a look at a constitutional amendment, that's only a 45 to 50% proposition.
You mentioned civil rights. Are you comparing this to various civil rights measures which have come to the Congress over the years?
Well, they should.
Is this a civil right?
Marriage? It actually, what we're really talking about here is an attempt to try to maintain the traditional meaning of an institution that has maintained one meaning for a period of centuries.
And for the more civil rights?
No, I'm just saying that I think, well, I don't know. How do you define civil rights?
Not up to me, up to you.
Okay, well, no, it's your question. So I need to get a more precise definition.
I'm so dumb, I need to look up civil rights in my little handy dictionary here. Hold on a second, Terry. Where's Jeff Gannon? Me love you long time, Jeff, when I need him. Who is this Terry person? And didn't Terry sound like, what? You're equating this with civil rights? How dare you? This is about queers getting married and stopping them. I don't know who the Terry was. That wasn't Terry Moran. No, it's not Terry Moran. It's probably Terry the Hater from the Christian Thug Jumpers or something, you know, some little pamphlet put out, and he got a press credential for today. We want you to go in there and ask him some questions. Okay. The abominable snowman now addresses the press on gay marriage even further. I wonder if, if Jeff Gannon had been there, had he had any thoughts or relevant questions, right? Reporter here says, there is some criticism, Tony, that the president's remarks today are merely intended to energize. Oh, wait a minute. It's the same question, just presented by another one of these thugs. What's your response, Tony, that the president's remarks today are just to get the conservatives to go vote?
You can cut this both ways when you take a look at polls, but the fact is, A, the president is restating a long-held position, and B, he's also made it clear that he wishes it didn't have to come to this. This is in response to a number of states where either through their own constitutions or through laws or even initiatives or referenda, people have chosen to define marriage as being between a man and a woman, and the courts have overridden them.
You know why that is? Dumb bastard. That's because the courts are upholding the Constitution, not the Bible. Dumb bastard. What's the matter with you, dumb bastard? Don't you understand why the courts would do this? It's called the Constitution, you freak! Bush has made it clear that he wishes it didn't have to come to this? Oh, bat squeeze. He doesn't care a whit about this. Remember the infamous marijuana tapes from before his first stolen presidential election where he's caught on tape saying he doesn't care about gay rights or gay issues, but he has to pretend he does to appeal to his psychotic fake Christian base, huh? Come on, why don't you crack White House reporters bring up something relevant to this irrelevant issue? Oh, never mind. Helen Thomas has an interesting question, which Patrick Leahy would also bring up in the Senate later this afternoon. Helen says, just as the war in Iraq is escalating and there are so many issues on the table, the president spent 2 days on this gay marriage thing. Isn't that a bit frivolous? There are real issues that affect every American, and this isn't one of them, but war is. And why isn't the president dealing with, why is the president dealing with this at all?
Are you assuming that the president is not dealing with war? Again, the president is, believe it or not, he can deal with more than one issue at a time. And I've tried to make it the point.
About the escalation of the war in Iraq?
The president is concerned about the successful conclusion of military action in Iraq. So the people of Iraq, who are right now, as you know, Helen, they're just now going back and unearthing a mass grave from the time of Saddam Hussein. They're concerned about building a democracy that is free and stable. And so the president is committed to that task and seeing it through.
Helen at the very end says you don't do that through the barrel of the gun. Yeah, well. All right, we've got just two more here. Well, I've got one more for you, and then a couple of comments from Patrick Leahy from the Senate today that I want you to hear. And then we'll move on. By the way, Bush invited a so-called ex-gay leader whose organization operates this some sort of a youth boot camp and equates gays with Satan to his White House press conference today. Can you believe that? Alan Chambers, president of Exodus International. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Get them up against the wall. Get them. Now there's one in the spotlight. He don't look right to me. Get him up against the wall. Get them. And that one's Jewish. And that one's a coon.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In TV, you need intelligence, integrity, and a camera to cover the news. They've got the camera.
Were we rolling on that?
On what?
Comedy Central's Dog Bites Man premieres Wednesday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. They're the news team that won't stop until they get the big story.
Are all bodybuilders bisexual? Is spring break broken?
Well, certain stories are good for Sweeps Week. We've tackled what's in your muffin. Who else is going to go there?
Dog Bites Man premieres Wednesday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
2 years ago, I had a heart attack. Right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family. Always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin. Working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
first time I saw you, we just split in two. You was looking at me, I was looking at you. Had a way so familiar, I could not recognize
Eastwood.
You had blood in your face, I had blood in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression that the pain down in your soul was the same. The one down in my soul.
It's about 8 before the hour. Last one from Tony Snow at the briefing today. Reporter asks, what would happen to all the current legal marriages between same-sex couples that now exist if Bush's bigoted amendment was passed? The reporter said, are you saying that the president believes that marriage is under attack? There are more than 8,000 same-sex couples that have been married in Massachusetts. What threat do they pose, and what is the president's message to them?
I don't think people look at this as a threat. It is trying to clarify what is an important and contentious cultural and legal issue.
Would this, let me just follow up. Would this to become a constitutional amendment, what legally then happens to those 8,000-plus same-sex couples? Are their marriages annulled?
That would have to require keener legal expertise than mine.
Mickey Mouse has keener legal expertise than you do, Snow. Jesus. This is it. Somebody sent this to me from alternate.org also. Evan, one of the bloggers there. This is a phone call. This is a transcript of a phone call made to Idaho Senator Mike Crapo. Is that how you pronounce it? Idaho Senator Mike Crapo, in order to get his views on what's being called traditional marriage. The caller says to the woman, I'm assuming it's the woman who answered the phone, is Senator Crapo in favor of traditional marriage?
Yes, he is. He's a co-sponsor of the bill.
He is. Can you tell me if he masturbates?
I couldn't tell you that.
Can you tell me, do you masturbate?
I can't tell you that either.
Can you tell me, does he commit sodomy, analingus, cunnilingus, or fellatio?
What's the purpose of this questioning?
It's regarding his views on traditional marriage.
Okay, he supports the bill.
Yes, but could you tell me, does he commit sodomy?
I couldn't give you an answer on that.
Is he willing to pledge that he has not or will not commit sodomy?
I couldn't answer that.
Has he ever had sex before or outside of his marriage?
Again, sir, what's the point of this questioning?
It's regarding traditional marriage and how far his support goes.
Any one of those questions I couldn't answer.
Have you ever had sex outside of marriage?
I will not answer that.
It's nobody's business, right?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. It's nobody's business, right? Mike in St. Paul emails in, since Mr. Bush feels so compelled to defend the marriage, I waited in enthusiastic anticipation for the constitutional bans on domestic abuse. On the a ban on the lack of health care. A ban on poverty. I believe all these things have been demonstrated historically to rip families apart. I'm not sure there's any evidence that gay unions will destroy even one non-gay marriage, unless, of course, that marriage is a sham, but let's leave all the closet Republicans out of this. From Sue, not one hot-button issue, gay marriage, was put out there, but two. There was another one, activist judges, the old standby, lots of hot buttons in that one. Civil rights, uppity women, and on and on. How did all those activist judges get on the bench? Reagan doubled the number of judges on the federal bench, meaning he was able to appoint half the federal judges in addition to the vacancies that occurred during his two terms. That's for starters. And they all have R's. Reagan, unless one assumes all sitting judges were Democrat appointees when Reagan took office, Reagan was followed by Bush 1, who appointed more judges to the bench. Then there was Clinton, who had difficulty getting a hearing for any of his appointees. When he left office, over 200 appointees were still sitting in the Judiciary Committee waiting for a hearing. Then we had Bush, too, who has been appointing judges for over 5 years. So, how many federal judgeships are there? Of the total, how many are Republican appointees? How many are Democrat appointees? Who has been appointing and confirming all those activist judges. Right. Well, I hear you loud and clear, Sue. And, of course, we know that's part of the sham, too. Activist judges? That's one of those one of those terms that I don't know, somebody came up with, Newt Gingrich. I don't know. Somebody came up, activist judge. That's somebody who tries to thwart the will of the people. That's somebody who is not a Christian. An activist judge are judges that say the Ten Commandments have no business whatsoever being posted in a courthouse for obvious reasons. Activist judges, huh? Okay, quick break. We shall return here, and I want you to hear what Patrick Leahy had to say about this nonsense. And then we're going to move on. And we will have given this hideous, disgusting topic that is the approach to the Constitution to rip a hole in it all the attention it needs. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
FUBAR, America's right-wing nightmare. The latest novel by the Majority Report's Sam Cedar and Stephen Sherrill. It's available now! This book answers important questions like, where can I get help if I'm a gay-bashing Republican and I'm gay? How can we stop the American Taliban? And of course, why is Tom Friedman such a hack? My name is Janine Garofalo, and I am urging you to get FUBAR today. FUBAR, America's right-wing nightmare. Available now from bookstores everywhere and from AirAmericaRadio.com.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush says activist judges have snatched the issue of gay marriage away from the American people. And he urged the Senate to pass a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would ban gay marriage. He told a gathering that the issue of marriage being limited to between a man and woman is too important to be left to the states. The U.S. is leading a movement to stop trade in human beings. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says human trafficking is an industry of coercion, exploiting the world's most vulnerable people for profit and gain.
We estimate that up to 800,000 people, primarily women and children, are victimized each year, forced into lives of cruel and punishing degradation.
Rice says America is committed to eradicating this modern-day form of slavery The sixth annual Trafficking in Persons report, released Monday, is intended to spotlight the exploitation of people and inspire action to prosecute traffickers and free victims. A federal judge in Brooklyn says two convicted mob cops are looking at life in prison if final motions are successful. Jim Smith reports.
The judge said if motions were not outstanding, he would have thrown the book at former NYPD detectives Stephen Caracappa and Louis Eppolito, saying he's ready to throw them in jail for life after being convicted in eight mob hits. Eppolito's attorney, Joseph Bondi, says they still want the case thrown out based on the statute of limitations.
And we've been given one last-ditch opportunity if we want to make some submissions.
But the pair still have to sit through scathing addresses from victims' families.
Truly hope they do rot in prison for eternity and just burn in hell.
Eppolito then stood up and said he had nothing to do with the crimes. In Brooklyn, Jim Smith, New York.
Republicans in New York State are rallying behind their pick for governor, former Yonkers Mayor John Faso, and calling for William Weld to step out of the race. Last week at the state Republican convention, Faso beat out the former Massachusetts governor 59% to 41%. The pilot of a Cessna flew to the edge of the no-fly zone around the nation's capital late Monday, prompting the scrambling of two F-16 fighter jets. A Homeland Security official says the jets quickly pulled alongside the small plane and escorted it to a small airport in Maryland, where it was forced to land and the pilot was questioned. Officials say it turned out not to be a security threat. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. A couple of folks have emailed in about activist judges. How about the activist judges who gave the presidency to Bush? Huh? Thus ignoring, stomping on, gutting the will of the people. Nah. The only time these right-wing pissants talk about activist judges is when they are trying to make... Trying to make bad law that will cause people to hurt one way or another, spiritually, physically, emotionally. All right, very quickly, Patrick Leahy, and then we're going to come to your phone calls here. Patrick Leahy talked in the Senate today, as did a lot of these people, about this... This insanity. I've often thought it must be extremely difficult to dive into the insanity that's swirling around you and try to resist it the way, say, Patrick Leahy did today. Very appropriate. I'm glad Palace sent that email that said on June 2nd or the 3rd, I guess it was the 3rd. It's the anniversary of the publication of Howl, Allen Ginsberg's poem. We want to leave the wonderful world of audio clips tonight, four from Leahy's Senate floor comments today on the gay marriage amendment. The first one here is on how this amendment would write discrimination into our Constitution for the first time in history.
Many people have aptly noted this amendment would write discrimination into our nation's Constitution. I agree. That's exactly what we're being asked to spend our time doing this week. And the Republican leadership's strenuous efforts to move this proposed amendment to the Senate floor for debate shows how important it is to the Republican leadership of the Senate to cater to the extreme right-wing and special interest groups agitating for a fight over this issue.
Yeah. On the real threats to marriage that the Senate and the neocon Republicans are ignoring, like divorce, marital abuse, but how they're still willing to take over the state legislatures on the gay marriage issue because Bush tells them to.
The real threats to marriage include adultery, unfaithfulness, desertion.
Those are Republican values.
Pressures on marriage, economic stresses.
Republicans.
Happiness, spousal abuse. Does anybody want to debate those on this floor? No. Would somebody like to put a constitutional amendment, tell states they can't be allowed to have divorce laws? No. What about telling states what ages people can marry? No. That would be interfering with the rights of states. We'd just do the whole enchilada and tell them we'll take over their state legislatures.
On the fallacious argument Bush made in his Saturday radio address about how rogue judges are redefining marriage, and like we pointed out, or my emailer suggested just a moment ago, the vast majority of these judges were appointed by Republicans.
Even the president stooped in his weekly radio address and invoked the notion of rogue judges to flaunt the law as a justification for this drastic measure. This politically convenient criticism is surprising. Surprising. Considering the fact that the majority of those federal judges he's so worried about were all appointed by Republican presidents.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't even trust the judges, the Republicans appointed?
No, Patrick, come on. You know, and most of us who think know, that nobody's taking this seriously. This is, there is a group taking it seriously. These utterly flatlined so-called Christian conservatives, the ones, the hundreds of thousands who tune into Dobson's radio program and the rest of these asses. It's just, it's unbelievable. The ones who would butcher Christ like a side of hog meat given a chance because of the political views or the economic views or the equality views of someone like Jesus. At least as I read his three sermons, or was it four? These people are sick. Finally, Leahy details a long laundry list on Bush administration-caused crises that Congress should be addressing, rather than wasting time with this partisan Karl Rove election year parlor trick. This goes for a minute, 26 seconds. Listen.
As a nation, we are currently facing so many pressing issues. The continuing sectarian violence in Iraq, spiraling out of control, the United States unable to stop it, or stunning investigations of this administration, indictments and convictions for government corruption, or a complicated drug program dropped into the lap of our seniors. We now find penalizes our seniors. It is so complicated. Appears the only ones doing well under it are the pharmaceutical companies. Or how about a burgeoning national debt? Every time I stop at a gas station and filling up my car, all I hear is from people around me. When is the Congress going to debate and do something about these historically high gas prices? And of course, the largest theft of private information maintained by the government is stolen under the Bush-Cheney administration's watch. But we're not asked to do anything about that or debate that or even try to find some corrective legislation to protect not only our veterans, but now we find tens of thousands of active duty personnel from the negligence of this administration. We're not asked to do anything to protect those veterans. No, we've got to talk about this.
No, you're not, Senator Lee. Not until Democrats get control of the Senate. And again, one of the people who is sitting in the in the audience said that little clutch of crazy people listening to Bush today was this guy, Alan Chambers, president of Exodus International. If ever there was a sicker organization than this, I don't know what it would be. You can find it on the internet. One of the young people who was forced into that so-called deprogramming, you know, well, we can just convince you not to be gay. We'll come in here and beat you and strip you of your dignity and so on and so forth. But he said that he founded an organization called Truth Wins Out. And one of the people who has comments at his website, this young man named Wade Richards, said that when he was forced into this boot camp, he says, quote, "They took away my Calvin Klein underwear because the camp counselors believed there seemed to be more of a sex appeal issue for men to wear Calvin Klein than if they wore Fruit of the Loom." And the Exodus organization, these neo-Nazis, has something called Love in Action that offers a training program for women who are forced into this. It teaches them how to apply lipstick. And they have seminars on touch football for men. And their website, Exodus International's website, promotes books by some freak named Andrew Kaminsky, which claim that, quote, Satan delights in homosexual perversion, and that same-sex attraction is the source of that attraction is demonic. I want to get next to these people and hold their heads, put their heads in a vise, and use my fingers and gouge their eyes out. You know what I'm saying? I just want to pop them out. I want to feel that feeling as the tendons that hold their eyeballs in their heads kind of stretch and stretch, and I just keep pulling and pulling until finally they go pop, pop. No, I don't want to do that? Okay. We'll be back right after the break here, and then your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
Come.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In TV, you need intelligence, integrity, and a camera to cover the news. They've got the camera.
Were we rolling on that?
On what?
Comedy Central's Dog Bites Man premieres tomorrow night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. They're the news team that won't stop until they get the big stories. Are all bodybuilders bisexual? Is spring break broken?
Well, certain stories are good for sweeps week. We've tackled what's in your muffin. Who else is going to go there?
Dog Bites Man premieres tomorrow night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
I'm Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches. You get an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop of my new Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. We will be talking tomorrow night about the arrests of, how many people was it in Canada? today or yesterday. Their new right-wing prime minister has a chat with Bush, and the next thing you know, the country of Canada is just all of a sudden saturated with terrorists. We'll talk about it tomorrow. So at the very end of those sound bites from Tony Snow, he can't answer a question and say whether or not a constitutional amendment would annul all the legal same-sex marriages in Massachusetts. How outrageous would that be to annul 8,000 legal marriages? These people are soulless. I wonder how Newt Gingrich, of course, Newt Gingrich would have loved it, or Rush Limbaugh, if their marriage was annulled because of some uber fake Christian minions didn't like it. Oh, well. Let's go to your phone calls. Gene is calling from New York. He's been holding on forever. Gene, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Hey, Gene. Not there. Okay, you want to put it back on hold for a second? We'll see if Gene comes back. How about Rick in Ohio? Rick, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing fine, Rick.
Good, good. Hey, I called maybe a week ago. I said I was in a bind about the immigration, how people won't talk about the, you know, foreign economic impact of why we have immigrants. Today, the gay marriage thing, I don't think it's about religion at all. I don't understand. It's about... It's economic. It is about the flow of capital and the attempt to have some gay amendment or whatever, or marriage amendment, is an actual attack on labor. That's what I understand to be true. And so they're rolling.
Well, how? Yeah, very quickly, because I don't know where you're going to go with this, but very quickly. Hold on. How is it an economic issue? How is it an attack on labor?
Our labor, because it prevents us from maintaining social contracts. Because it's just a small nail in the coffin. It's not a big picture thing right now. But if you like attack Social Security, if you weaken the social safety net, if you go for the medication bill and all that, essentially it weakens labor and it increases. The world is looking at America. Everyone wants to. This is all about the flow of capital, about money. So if you weaken labor,
well, Rick,
then you increase the flow.
Okay, Rick, you know, I could certainly get into a healthy discussion about the attack on labor, but I just don't think this is a pandering issue. This is when you have nothing else to offer, you toss out to your sick. Sociopathic so-called Christians, the gay issue again, so that
right.
You can pick up a few votes. Now, this is about power and manipulation. I don't think it's about labor, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but let me move on, because the conversation is going to go nowhere with this, all right? I appreciate you checking in, Rick. We'll talk again about something else, but, you know. All right? No hard feelings. Jennifer is calling from Sacramento. It's been holding on forever. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. First of all, I tried to call you last week, and you were saying that you were going to go look into the nursing and give up the radio. Please don't. You and Kathy are doing such great work.
No, it gets frustrating. You know what I'm saying.
I do, but it's about your daughter's future, too. You're doing the work that you're supposed to be doing, and don't give up. I'm begging you.
All right.
About the gay issue, my grandmother was a gay woman, and I don't agree with the labor or even the rights. She ended up leaving all of her house and her share to her ex, who she divorced, and they were still friends, and so that labor issue. But what I really wanted to call about was the ticket that you mentioned earlier. I have a story about my daughter. To tell, first of all, I was raised by right-wing Christian people.
You're talking about the ticket to the 666 thing?
Yes.
At the White House? Okay.
Yes, I am.
To the hell mouth under the White House.
I know. Right. And you've also heard about the abstinence program that they put in place, which, as a witness to this, because I've seen it on my daughter, she now wears a silver virgin ring. They have distinguished the virgins from the non-virgins.
Mm-mm.
Yes, with our taxpayers' dollars, might I add. What I really wanted to say is that they're sending her now her church because my parents took, I have two daughters. They took one in probate court. They were able to do that at puberty because I am a poor woman, and they offered her all the money and the promises in the world. And so I fought a court battle in probate court, might I add, and these are pro-choice people. But apparently my daughter is actually a piece of property.
Jennifer, hold on, because I got to do a break here. And when we come back, we'll go ahead and try to hear this story. If you can, kind of give us the abridged version. It sounds very interesting, but I got a lot of other people on hold here. So just stay right where you are. We'll come back right after the break. Phone number here, by the way, I always get bitched at for not giving enough. 866-303-2270. Two open lines if you want to jump in. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said, "Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
My one favorite spread has been Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Bob Harris, and I've got another favorite spread that I think you'll love. It's new Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter. It contains no hydrogenated oil, no trans fatty acid, no refined sugar, all natural ingredients, and 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. We deep roast premium quality peanuts to make it taste great.
Hi, this is Julia Sweeney. In my new play, Letting Go of God, I come out clearly as an atheist, absolutely committed to keeping church and state separate. Won't you join me and the Freedom From Religion Foundation in waking up America to the growing dangers of theocracy? Phone 1-800-335-4021, that's 1-800-335-4021, or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. That's ffrf.org.
We'll be right back.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Let's go back to Jennifer here. Now, you want to tell us about the Virgin Room under the White House?
No, I wanted to tell you that my daughter is in possession, I guess, physically and legally, through guardianship in the probate court, under my parents' guardianship. She has not only been failing out of school and...
Jennifer, I've got to stop you. I know this is really heavy-duty stuff.
But they're sending her to clean up New Orleans, Mike, and I'm wondering if a 15-year-old girl that can barely maintain her own bodily functions is really
the
person to go. The church. And not only that, she's got to raise money to pay her own way there.
Okay, well, now...
During the hurricane season.
Okay, I understand, and this is terrible, but why are you telling it on this program?
Because I am very suspicious that... Well, I don't know if you've ever read The Transformation of America, Kathy O'Brien's story, but she exposed many of our senators, congressmen, presidents, past and present, for what they did to her. And to me... For them to be sending, as a church congregation, my 15-year-old daughter wearing a silver virgin ring that is coincidentally tax-funded now.
Okay, all right.
To New
Jennifer,
Orleans during-
Jennifer, let me interrupt, and I mean you no disrespect here. I really don't, but this conversation is going nowhere. It sounds like a tragedy. It sounds like you need a lawyer, not a talk show host. You need somebody who, or a hit squad. A hit squad might work, too. Just... find out where these people camp at night and send in someone to rescue your daughter and flamethrow the rest of them. I don't know what to say. I don't. Jennifer, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a smartass or impolite, but I got to move on. There's just absolutely nothing that I can discuss with you about this on a radio program. Come on. All right. I appreciate it. I hope things work out. I really do. Robert is calling from Miami. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. I was thinking about your vote fraud statement. I guess this would be last week, but you know, we're talking about the various vote fraud claims against Bush, of which I read the Rolling Stone article, and I believe he stole both elections. However, what I believe can be proven only that he stole the 2000 one, because certainly the shenanigans that Jeb and Catherine pulled in Florida in 2000 were enough to easily exceed 537 votes. I'm convinced of that.
Right.
The Ohio situation in 2004, the Bush people muddied it so much with all these different schemes that it's very difficult for you to reconstruct what the vote would have been if they hadn't done those things, and I think that was by intent. It's much more difficult because it was not that close. However, I did have an idea, and this is sort of, I guess you could say it's half humorous, even though I was not really serious when I thought of it, I guess. Whenever I go to Europe, which I can't really afford to do right now, but when I could afford to go to Europe earlier in Bush's administration, they would harass me about the fact that you voted Bush and all this, and I would insist, no, we did not really vote for Bush. Gore won, and I would try to explain it to them, and, you know, they have a different system. It's difficult for them to understand the way our system works. And I said it was stolen, and then I went, did go one time after Bush got in, and I went back, and occasionally people would say to me, well, you know, they, after all this that he's done, you guys voted for him again. And so I wish that the Republicans would admit, just for the purposes of America's image abroad, would say we did steal the 2004 election, because then we could tell foreigners, we could say, yes, we are not idiots, we're duped. We
All right, Robert, you know that's never going to happen. Never, not in your wildest fantasies, but it's a good idea. Robert, thanks. I got to move on. I appreciate you checking in. Another story that we're not going to cover tonight, I'll try to get to tomorrow, was the 911 truth conference that was held in Chicago over the weekend. New York Times wrote about it today. Jesus, can you believe it? New York Times wrote about it. And the coverage was interesting. It was a little bit snotty at the beginning. Alan Feuer wrote the article, the coverage. Here's an example of the snottiness. He talks about some of the people were there. He's talking about someone named Michael Berger, the press director for 911truth.org, which sponsored the event. The Times, Alan Feuer writes in The Times, Mr. Berger, 40, is typical of 9/11 truthers, a group that in its rank and file includes professors, chainsaw operators, cute, mothers, engineers, activists, used booksellers, pizza delivery men, college students, a former fringe candidate for United States Senate, here it comes, and a long-haired fellow named Humuk, who on and off lived in a cave for 15 years. You snotty bastard. You elitist, snotty New York Times CIA snot bastard. That, you know, I mean, of the 1,000 people who's there, this freak, this writer for the Times, picks that out so that the people reading it this morning will kind of do what I did. And as I'm reading along about coverage of this event, and I come to that sentence, I, no matter how hard I tried, I had to consciously block it, and by then it was too late. Too late. What I got was, in that one sentence, the whole conference was just reduced to ridiculousness. Just in that one sentence. And this rat bastard writing for the Times knew that that's what it would do. Now, here's the question. When somebody at the New York Times, Alan Feuer, or any of these other CIA agents, report on, oh, I don't know, let's pick something really almost impossible to imagine. Oh, I know. If there's a conference in Washington, D.C., let's pretend a couple of months ago, of Christians who say they are being discriminated against in the United States of America, that their rights are being taken away from them. When that is reported on by the mainstream media, do they pick some freak out of the crowd who says that Jesus... Oh, wait a minute. That's the president, isn't it? That Jesus talks to him and tells him to invade countries? No, they don't. It's just incredible. A bunch of psychotic, sociopathic, pathic, fake Christians get together in Washington. And they listen to speeches from everybody from the Turtle, Gary Bauer, to this disgrace to the United States Marine Corps, Oliver North. And was this this little piglet Hannity there? I have no idea. But all these people get there and feed right into the psychosis, the group psychosis of these so-called Christians who say they're being discriminated against. People, ah! That goddamn Mike Malloy, he gets on the air every night and he says words like that goddamn Mike Malloy. Bah! And how are those conventions covered? The writers go to these cesspools and try their damnedest, and they do succeed. On presenting a report on something like that, without finding the real nutball in the crowd who says, well, I've been leading sheep in the Negev for the past 500 years. I'm really Christ's brother. Do you want to see the holes in my hands? You know, when they come across somebody like that, they just walk away. But the 9/11truth.org convention, they find somebody who says, I've lived in a cave off and on for 15 years. My name is Humuk. And they put it in the fifth paragraph. You son of a bitch. This Alan Feuer. You, why don't you report on what really happened? Why don't you report? Oh, now the article does go on. Alan gets over his little chortle with the report on Humuk. Further on in the article, he does say that it would seem the truthers are not alone. Truthers, isn't that nice? The truthers are not alone. How about Americans, you evil bastard? How about Americans who just don't buy the lie? But the paragraph says it would even seem the truthers are not alone in believing the whole truth has not come out. A poll released last month by Zogby found that 42% of all Americans believe the 9/11 Commission, quote, concealed or refused to investigate critical evidence, end quote, in the attacks. This is in addition to the Zogby poll 2 years ago that found that 49% of New York City residents agreed with the idea that some leaders, quote, knew in advance, close quote, that the attacks were planned and failed to act. That's right near the end of the article. That's right near the end of the article. Ah, but we get Humuk, who's lived in a cave for 15 years, right at the beginning. Ha ha ha. In the foyer, this bastard Alan Feuer writes, in the foyer at the convention, there were stick pins for sale. Some that said, more gin, less rummy. You pig, you CIA pig. I hate that. I hate that. Oh, and the appearance of thousands of put orders or short sell bids on the airline stocks that were involved in the bombings. This Alan Feuer writes in parentheses, the 9/11 Commission found the sales innocuous. Oh, well then, I guess that kind of settles it, right, Alan? Disgusting, contemptible little mainstream media punk.
So I take a look around and say, what do I see? And looking like the whole world's gone just a little crazy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Our program tonight was engineered in New York by Jason Isaac and Justin Yuen. D. Neal answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall runs the website. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives program. By the way, WhiteRoseSociety.org is having a fundraiser. You better contribute. You know what I mean. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay, executive producer of the program. Back to your calls here. Gene is calling from New York. Gene, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Good evening. Your phone system killed me the first time, but I managed to get back in.
Oh, okay. You were holding on forever, right? That's right. You were holding on for over 2 hours.
Well, it was worth it because, you brought up so many great things. I love the story of this ranting Christian being eaten by the lion. I mean, if that's not proof of evolution in action, I don't know what is.
Oh, the guy in Kiev?
Yeah.
If there's a God, I can go up to this lion and it won't rip my carotid artery out. Hello?
Oh, man, unbelievable. And it's been just a crazy day. I saw Howl, by the way, has a 50th anniversary edition that City Lights Press has just published.
Oh, well, that's good. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, with a lot of additional commentary and a replication of the original typed version of it, which is pretty interesting. And then on the way home, just 10 seconds on this, I was walking by General Nutrition Center, and I'm not kidding. The assistant manager was tossing out promotional materials for that Pat Robertson shake stuff. You heard about that?
Yeah. The health food thing that he's involved. Yeah.
So I snagged a sample from him, brought it home, drank it, and I swear I can now rotate my head 360 degrees. The stuff works. It works. But the reason I called you is that Democratic Underground, American Politics Journal, and Wade Madsen Report all have a press release from the Liberal Democratic candidate for Nevada governor, a woman named Leola McConnell, who, as it turns out, had a previous career, believe it or not, as a professional dominatrix. And just to read you a little bit of it, she says, "In 1984, I watched George W. Bush enthusiastically and expertly perform a homosexual act on another man, one Victor Ash. Ash is the current U.S. ambassador to Poland, and he too should come out, like former Governor McGreevy of New Jersey, and admit to being a gay American. Other homoerotic acts were performed by then private citizen George W. Bush. I know this because I performed one of them on him myself." The whole press release is certainly worth a read, especially because it came out the evening before George W. Bush, Commander Chimpy, decides to come out and shill for writing discrimination into the Constitution against people who, well, let's face it, people who want to adopt American traditions like hearth, home, and family. He wants to discriminate against people who want to have families. There's something that really doesn't resonate there, and then for a woman to come out and say that she witnessed our beloved dear leader,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, exactly.
No, it's a hypocrisy. Well, here's my take on those stories. I've seen those some stories about Bush's ability to float back and forth in various personas. I've seen those stories for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Going all the way back to his initiation into Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones, exactly.
Which, in some instances, which, of course, this, raises a smile and a wink about John Kerry, but some of the initiation rites in Skull and Bones may have a homoerotic element to them. And if they do, fine. I personally think that every man in America ought to have at least some sort of light, depending on his inclination, some light homosexual experience, just so that American man understands what is involved here. I damn sure did when I was a younger man. I had a homosexual experience that was weird and a little bit scary, but it left me very clear that I was going to be a heterosexual for the rest of my life. Matter of fact, it was kind of fun, but I just wasn't expecting it when it came because I was, so to speak, when I was 17. But I think that should be an experience for every American or every male, period. to have some sort of, I'm not talking about anything heavy duty, but just some sort of, as most male children do. I mean, most male children have some sort of experience that could be classified as homosexual. But I'm talking about beyond the age of reason. I'm talking about late teens, early 20s. When all the hormones are pumping and when sexuality is really, a lot of people won't admit to this, but is really not completely differentiated yet in terms of how much fun it can be one way or the other. So, if Bush involved himself in some sort of homoerotic or light homosexual activity, okay, it's his hypocrisy that is galling. Whether or not Bush did really, and I'm sure you'll agree, isn't the point. The point is that he's trying to legislate something that instills bigotry in the U.S. Constitution, and that's just wrong.
And I wish that liberal Democrats and gay activists would kind of turn the tables on these evangelical wingnuts and start running commercials to the effect of, gay Americans are adopting the traditions of home, hearth, and family, but President Bush and his right-wing Christian allies and a group of activist judges want to take that right away from them.
Well, there you go.
That's what they... Why don't they? I mean, if you started playing those commercials on talk radio, you would hear evangelical and freeper heads exploding.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Gene, I have to leave there. Thank you very much. Very a good phone call for the end of the program. I appreciate you checking in. Oh, boy, I'm going to get the emails now, right, Kathy? What was your homosexual experience, Mike?
I'm sure Arnold would like to know.
I'm sure Arnold would, wouldn't he? Hey, thanks for participating tonight. However you did that, I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night, all right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either, so please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it. Free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.